Many Northerners, who loved the Union, thought that slavery should be confined to the states where it existed. They thought that slavery should not be permitted in the territories, which belonged to the people of the United States as a whole. They argued that if the territories could be kept free, the people of those territories, when they came to form state constitutions, would forbid slavery as the people of California had just done. They were probably right, and for this very reason the Southerners wished to have slavery in the territories. So strong was the feeling over these points that it seemed as if the Union would split in two pieces. 345. President Taylor's Policy. General Taylor was now president. He was alarmed by the growing excitement. He determined to settle the matter at once before people could get any more excited, so he sent agents to California and to New Mexico to urge the people to demand admission to the Union at once. When Congress met in 1850, he stated that California demanded admission as a free state. The Southerners were angry, for they had thought that California would surely be a slave state. 346. Clay's Compromise Plan. Henry Clay now stepped forward to bring about a union of hearts. His plan was to end all disputes between Northerners and Southerners by having the people of each section give way to the people of the other section.